Jasher chapter 18. And Abraham rose, and did all that God had ordered him. And he took the men of his household, and those bought with his money, and he circumcised them, as the Lord had commanded him. And there was not one left whom he did not circumcise. And Abraham and his son Ishmael were circumcised in the flesh of their foreskin. 13 years old was Ishmael when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. And in the third day Abraham went out of his tent and sat at the door to enjoy the heat of the sun during the pain of his flesh. And the Lord appeared to him in the plain of Mamre, and sent 3 of his ministering angels to visit him. And he was sitting at the door of the tent. And he lifted his eyes and saw, and lo, 3 men were coming from a distance. And he rose up and ran to meet them, and he bowed down to them and brought them into his house. And he said to them, "If now I have found favor in your sight, turn in and eat a morsel of bread." And he pressed them, and they turned in, and he gave them water, and they washed their feet, and he placed them under a tree at the door of the tent. And Abraham ran, and took a calf, tender and good, and he hastened to kill it, and gave it to his servant Eliezer to dress. And Abraham came to Sarah into the tent, and he said to her, "Make ready quickly 3 measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes to cover the pot containing the meat." And she did so. And Abraham hastened and brought before them butter and milk, beef and mutton, and gave it before them to eat before the flesh of the calf was sufficiently done. And they did eat. And when they done eating, one of them said to him, "I will return to thee according to the time of life, and Sarah thy wife shall have a son." And the men afterward departed and went their ways to the places to which they were sent. In those days all the people of Sodom and Gomorrah and of the whole 5 cities were exceedingly wicked and sinful against the Lord. And they provoked the Lord with their abominations, and they strengthened in aging abominably and scornfully before the Lord. And their wickedness and crimes were in those days great before the Lord. And they had in their land a very extensive valley, about 1/2 a day's walk. And in it there were fountains of water, and a great deal of herbage surrounding the water. And all the people of Sodom and Gomorrah went there 4 times in the year with their wives and children and all belonging to them. And they rejoiced there with timbrels and dances. And in the time of rejoicing, they would all rise and lay hold of their neighbors' wives, and some the virgin daughters of their neighbors. And they enjoyed them. And each man saw his wife and daughter in the hands of his neighbor, and did not say a word. And they did so from morning to night. And they afterward returned home, each man to his house, and each woman to her tent. So they always did, 4 times in the year. Also, when a stranger came into their cities and brought goods which he had purchased with a view to dispose of there, the people of these cities would assemble, men, women, and children, young and old, and go to the man and take his goods by force, giving a little to each man until there was an end to all the goods of the owner which he had brought into the land. And if the owner of the goods quarreled with them, saying, "What is this work which you have done to me?" then they would approach to him one by one, and each would show him the little which he took, and taunt him, saying, "I only took that little which thou didst give me." And when he heard this from them all, he would arise and go from them in sorrow and bitterness of soul. When they would all arise and go after him and drive him out of the city with great noise and tumult. And there was a man from the country of Elam, who was leisurely going on the road, seated upon his ass, which carried a fine mantle of divers colors. And the mantle was bound with a cord upon the ass. And the man was on his journey, passing through the street of Sodom, when the sun set in the evening. And he remained there in order to abide during the night, but no one would let him into his house. And at that time there was in Sodom a wicked and mischievous man, one skillful to do evil. And his name was Hedad. And he lifted up his eyes and saw the traveller in the street of the city. And he came to him and said, "Whence comest thou, and whither dost thou go?" And the man said to him, "I am travelling from Hebron to Elam, where I belong, and as I passed, the sun set, and no one would suffer me to enter his house, though I had bread and water, and also straw and provender for my ass, and am short of nothing." And Hedad answered and said to him, "All that thou shalt want shall be supplied by me, but in the street thou shalt not abide all night." And Hedad brought him to his house. And he took off the mantle from the ass with the cord, and brought them to his house. And he gave the ass straw and provender, whilst the traveller ate and drank in Hedad's house. And he abode there that night. And in the morning the traveller rose up early to continue his journey, when Hedad said to him, "Wait, comfort thy heart with a morsel of bread, and then go." And the man did so, and he remained with him, and they both ate and drank together during the day, when the man rose up to go. And Hedad said to him, "Behold, now the day is declining. Thou hadst better remain all night, that thy heart may be comforted." And he pressed him so that he tarried there all night. And on the second day he rose up early to go away, when Hedad pressed him, saying, "Comfort thy heart with a morsel of bread, and then go." And he remained and ate with him also the second day. And then the man rose up to continue his journey. And Hedad said to him, "Behold, now the day is declining. Remain with me to comfort thy heart, and in the morning rise up early and go thy way." And the man would not remain, but rose and saddled his ass. And whilst he was saddling his ass, the wife of Hedad said to her husband, "Behold, this man has remained with us for 2 days, eating and drinking, and he's given us nothing. And now shall he go away from us without giving anything?" And Hedad said to her, "Be silent." And the man saddled his ass to go. And he asked Hedad to give him the cord and mantle to tie it upon the ass. And Hedad said to him, "What sayest thou?" And he said to him, "That thou, my lord, shalt give me the cord and the mantle made with divers colours, which thou didst conceal with thee in thy house, to take care of it." And Hedad answered the man, saying, "This is the interpretation of thy dream. The cord which thou didst see means that thy life will be lengthened out like a cord. And having seen the mantle coloured with all sorts of colours, means that thou shalt have a vineyard in which thou wilt plant trees of all fruits." And the traveller answered, saying, "Not so, my lord, for I was awake when I gave thee the cord, and also a mantle woven with different colours, which thou didst take off the ass to put them by for me." And Hedad answered and said, "Surely I have told thee the interpretation of thy dream, and it is a good dream. And this is the interpretation thereof. Now, the sons of men give me 4 pieces of silver, which is my charge for interpreting dreams, and of thee I require 3 pieces of silver." And the man was provoked at the words of Hedad, and he cried bitterly, and he brought Hedad to Sirach, judge of Sodom. And the man laid his cause before Sirach the judge, when Hedad replied, saying, "It is not so, but thus the matter stands." And the judge said to the traveller, "This man, Hedad, telleth thee truth, for he is famed in the cities for the accurate interpretation of dreams." And the man cried at the word of the judge, and he said, "Not so, my lord, for it was in the day that I gave him the cord and mantle which was upon the ass, in order to put them by in his house." And they both disputed before the judge, the one saying, "Thus the matter was," and the other declaring otherwise. And Hedad said to the man, Give me 4 pieces of silver that I charge for my interpretation of dreams. I will not make any allowance. And give me the expense of the 4 meals that thou didst eat in my house. And the man said to Hedad, Truly I will pay thee for what I ate in thy house. Only give me the cord and mantle which thou didst conceal in thy house. And Hedad replied before the judge, and said to the man, Did I not tell thee the interpretation of thy dream? The cord means that thy days shall be prolonged like a cord, and the mantle that thou wilt have a vineyard in which thou wilt plant all kinds of fruit trees. This is the proper interpretation of thy dream. Now give me the 4 pieces of silver that I require as a compensation, for I will make thee no allowance. And the man cried at the words of Hedad, and they both quarreled before the judge. And the judge gave orders to his servants, who drove them rashly from the house. And they went away quarreling from the judge, when the people of Sodom heard them. And they gathered about them, and they exclaimed against the stranger, and they drove him rashly from the city. And the man continued his journey upon his ass, with bitterness of soul, lamenting and weeping. And whilst he was going along, he wept at what had happened to him in the corrupt city of Sodom.